Hello, this is AJ, welcoming you to Inside the Quilting Pot. Grab a craft, have a seat, and let's get started, shall we? Today is Sunday, September the 23rd. This is part one of TQP number 23. I am recording this podcast on Sunday night. It is kind of late, so I am not sure if I will get the whole thing completed tonight. So if I don't, I will be recording part two tomorrow. The title of this podcast is Dreams Do Come True. And whether I get to it tonight or tomorrow, you will find out what I am talking about. First, I want to start off talking about how long it's been since I last recorded. I went back to check to see the last recording date, and it was August the 5th. So it has been over a month since I've last recorded. However, I did say I would get a recording up at least once a month. So at this point, I am staying true at least till that. I hope not to have such a big span in between recordings, no more than 4 weeks. I'm hoping to maybe record a little more frequently now that all of my training and a lot of my stuff is complete at work and I am getting myself situated. So I have more of a regime built in. So I'm hoping that I can get back to recording at least every other weekend. But the recordings will remain on the weekend. Enough about that. So I'm moving on. I want to talk about Craftsy classes. For those of you who did not hear the interview that Sandy did interviewing me, I was honored that she asked it. First, let me just get that out of the way. I didn't think I would be a good interview candidate, but once I got on and started talking, it seemed more like a conversation. And I know during the interview, she was talking and I was trying to get my point out at the same time. So I know at points there were two people talking at the same time. And I try not to do that. It's very hard because sometimes when I have something to say, well, I'm not going to say sometimes, most times when I have something to say, I have to say it right away or I lose my train of thought. So if I'm ever talking to you, if we ever meet and I'm ever talking to you and I kind of blurt out responses before you finish completing your response, that's probably it because I don't want to lose my train of thought or the point that I was going to make. So I have to get it out quickly. Otherwise, I'll forget what I was going to say. And then all I do is focus on what is it I was going to say. But back to the interview. Again, I want to thank Sandy for interviewing me. And I did say I was nervous because to me, Sandy is kind of a celebrity because she has so many podcast followers and she's been doing it a long time. She speaks so eloquently. So you never seem to think that it's something that she has to think about. Her ums and ahs are kind of almost, I don't even think she has any. But her podcast is very professional. She has a lot of professional things. But I won't belabor that point. So if you did not hear that podcast, go back and check Sandy's podcast and you shall hear it. We did talk about Craftsy classes, so that's how I got onto that. And it was Stitch and Slash. She took the same class, I took the same class, and we talked about our projects. So that's basically what it was. But if you follow me on Twitter, you will know that Craftsy was having a 50% off sale, so to speak, on all of their classes. So I tweeted about it, and there were several, I think, that signed up for classes. And then I found out that there was others signed up for classes and had been for a while and had not really started it. But I think I hooked a few more people into signing up for classes. At least I hoped to think that I was a part of you signing up for a Craftsy class if you hadn't already done so. So right now, I think I'm setting about 8 or 9 classes. They're not all quilting related, but they're all craft related or fiber or fabric related. I have a spinning class, and then I have some modern quilt type classes, some quilting classes, as well as block classes. So it's a variety. I like the platform, and I've said it before, I like being able to go in and out as I please, rewind, freeze, jot little notes down where I need to come back to, and just look at it at any time. So if you haven't gone to Craftsy, go there, take a look at it. You can preview the classes and see what they're about. I have one more class that I want to sign up for, but to be honest with you, I am waiting for the pricing to go down just a little bit. And I know that may sound petty, but still, that's what I'm doing. The next thing I want to talk about is my log cabin blocks. I have finally put all of the logs on the cabin. I have cut them in their wonky style. However, I have not sewn them back together. I'll probably start working on those tomorrow. Looking at the pile I have, maybe I'll have about 12 or 15 log cabins. I am thinking about using the log cabin design as a center. Be it a vertical center, it depends on how many blocks I end up with totally. Then putting a narrow border and then maybe doing some trees of some sort and another bigger border on the outside. I am not sure if I'm going to try to piece them or applique them. That's what I am thinking about doing. And just to add some oomph to the quilt instead of it just being blocks with, you know, a border. So, like I said, I think I'm going to make my logs the center, put a narrow border, have another bigger border with either applique or some kind of tree design, and then another narrow border. And I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do after that. I may do some vines and leaves. I'm still working on it. It's a work in progress. It's in my head, but it's not on paper. I think I might try to sketch it out. We'll see how that goes. I'm going to get my blocks together, see how many I do have, and see how I can arrange my center. If I have too many, I may use some of the blocks that I have as corners of the final border. So, like I said, that's a work in progress. I talked about my interview with Sandy. I did, and I don't know why, but just because I wanted it, I upgraded my phone, and I already had a 4S. I did the upgrade on the operating system when it was allowed on the 19th. I think that's when we could do our upgrade. So, I did upgrade my 4S to a 5, iPhone 5. I pre-ordered it. It was shipped on Thursday night and it arrived on Friday morning. No, take that back. It arrived Friday evening around 7:30, 8 o'clock. I did not activate it right away because I was focused more on my outing that I had planned for Saturday. So I just kept using my other phone. I'll probably hand the 4S down to my daughter or my grandson. I'm not quite sure. My daughter doesn't want me to do anything with it yet because she may want it, but she is looking at a different type of phone. So she asked me to hang on to it till mid-October, and then she was going to make her decision. So either my grandson or maybe my son, if he wants it, he's not a big Apple fan, will get my 4S. And if neither one wants it, then I'll probably try to sell it on eBay. We'll see how that works. So, yes, I got the iPhone 5. There's not a lot of difference in it. The upgrade to the 4S did over 200, what do you call it? 200 updates or 200 additional options. It updated Siri. It gave us a lot of options that the 5 had. The thing that got me with the 5, it was lighter. The screen was bigger, not necessarily wider, but bigger. The new chip, instead of a 5 chip, it has a 6 chip. It has 3 speakers as opposed to 2. What really got me, and I don't know why, the camera has the capability of doing panoramic pictures. And I love to do panoramic pictures. So that was one of the things that kind of got me. It wasn't because my line, I have several lines on my account. My line was up for renewal, so it didn't cost an arm and a leg. The phone retails for $649. I did not pay $649. I did not get the 64 gig nor the 32 gig. I only got the 16. That was what my 4 was. So I don't think I'll ever use 16 that much on my phone, because basically I use it for a phone and a camera, and occasionally I'll do other things on it. But you know me, I'm a gadget girl. If it's something new, I want to have it. Whether I need it or not is irrelevant. If it's a new gadget, I'm going to get it if I can afford it and if I can justify it. Sometimes, I'm not going to say I can't afford it. Sometimes I just wonder why I do things, but I do them anyway because life's short and I want to enjoy life while I'm still here. So enough about the iPhone 5. I went to Jacksonville, Florida on Saturday. They had a quilt show, and I cannot remember the title of the quilt show. It did have to do with diamonds, but I can't tell you exactly what the title of it was, but it did have to do with diamonds. So I left Saturday morning about 8 o'clock, and I drove to Jacksonville, and I got there probably about, well, maybe I didn't leave exactly at 8 o'clock. It was a little after 8. I got there right around 10 o'clock. They were basically just getting opened. It's not a huge show. It's big. It's, I would say, maybe about the same size as the Mid-Atlantic Quilt Festival in Hampton. So I guess that's big, but I've been to bigger. It was a nice show, and my thing with going to quilt shows is I go in, I walk around and look at all of the vendors first to see what I want to buy, and then I walk the quilts, and then I walk back through the vendors and purchase things. When I walked in, there was this quilt, and with me switching phones, I can't put a picture of it up. I got to figure out how to get it off my own phone. If I can figure that out, I'm going to try to get it on my blog so that you can see it. But anyway, I digress. This was a Peterbilt tractor trailer cab. It was done in individual squares. It was a mosaic. I can't remember the person's name, but I do know it had over 8,000 squares in this one quilt top. And once you got close to it, you can see that it was a Peterbilt cab, because that name was embroidered on a piece of fabric that was in the mosaic of the quilt. And I thought that was, wow. It took me a while to figure out what it was. And once I saw it, it was like amazing. Then I went around the corner, and there were several spectacular quilts. There was another quilt there, and it was, I think it was a churn dash, I think, and 4 patches. It was gorgeous. It was a scrappy quilt. the squares were an inch and a half, if you know you want to go that small. And it was almost 10,000 squares in this one quilt. And I'm saying to myself, who in their right mind will do a quilt with squares 1 inch finished? I couldn't imagine that. I can't imagine having the time to do that, nor could I imagine trying to put it together. I would be afraid if I had it up on something, a breeze would come or one of the dogs would jump and all of my little squares would be on the ground and I would be so devastated. So I don't think I'd ever attempt anything quite that small, but I applaud and I envy anyone who can do that, because me, no, can't do it. Not going to attempt to do it. Not even going to entertain the thought. Not in this lifetime. Maybe in another lifetime. But anything less than 2-inch square, I can't deal with it. Now, maybe if it was an applique, something small applique, I might be able to do that. Maybe not. But what can I say? I have appliqued berries before. So that is small, but that's kind of different. That's being sewn by hand versus being sewn by a machine. So what can I say? But it was a nice show. Lots of quilts. They had silent auctions, and some of those baskets that was for the silent auction, I bet you they had about 30 baskets. They were chock full of anything. From fabric to notions to tools. It was amazing. Did I participate in them? No, because I really didn't want to. But I don't think this is, now that I said it was going to be a two-part show, podcast, it's not. I think I'm going to get it done tonight. Now, whether I get it posted tonight is a different story. It might not post until Monday. But I think it's looking like I'm going to get it done tonight, because I'm already 17 minutes in. And my podcasts usually don't run much over 30 minutes. So forget what I said at the beginning. It'll probably get completed tonight. So it should not be a change in voice or anything of that nature. I'm glad my boys are being good. They're both asleep by me. So that's a good thing, because they were barking early. So back to the quilt show. I walked up and down the vendor aisles, and they had a few long armors. The only one that was really advertised was the APQS long arm machine. And as I walked, I noticed they had the Handy Quilter there. Handy Quilter, the HQ16 or the 24, I can't remember. They had Noltings there. They had Bernina there. They had the Janome, the big Janome there. It was another long arm machine. I can't remember what it was, but I was walking up and down the aisles, and of course, I'm into this boutique craze, and I did take pictures of my stash and the things that I bought at the quilt show, so that should be on my blog once I get everything up, hopefully, no later than Tuesday, as far as my blog, but I'll have the basics done no later than tomorrow on Podbean, so you at least know what to look for on my regular blog. But anyway, so I walked up and down and I looked at the long arms, because I've always wanted, not always, but for the last, I guess the first time I went to Houston's International Quilt Festival and I played with long arms, I've wanted one ever since. And I have gone from the Handy Quilter frame. And you can probably see where this is going. I've gone from the Handy Quilter frame. Then I recently bought the Grace Queen Size Start Right frame. And I got my brother on that. And that works pretty well. It's not stitch regulated, but it works pretty well. And I can do some fierce meandering on that. I finally got my stitches good on both sides, so there's no skipped or jump looking stitches on the back or not. I don't know what I'm trying to say. But anyway, the stitches look the same on both sides. So whether they're the same width or not is a different story, but they do look the same on both sides. So my tension, that's what I was trying to say. My tension is even on both sides. So I was walking and I saw the Nolte, and I keep going back to Nolte. I would walk up the aisle and I go back, and on the back wall, there were gammels, and you know, gammels can run up to $30,000. I can't afford that. That's a car. That is a car. So I'm like, can't do it. Don't even go play with it. Don't even go touch it. Keep moving. Don't look at it. Noltings tend to be a little less expensive. I have been looking at Bailey's. They're not quite as bad. I even thought about getting my brother stretched. But to stretch my brother, it costs $2,000. I'm not going to stretch a sewing machine that costs $2,000. So I walk down an aisle, and finally I get to the last aisle of the vendors, and I'm walking down the back. Well, they have knitting needles there and some yarn, and I go over there, and it's right next to the gamble, and I'm like, don't even go look at it. And some ladies were standing there playing with it. So I said, well, okay, I'll play with it too. And I was listening to their questions, and they had two. They had the big, a big one, I can't remember how huge it was, but it was like for professional. And that, I think he said, was $29,000. I'm like, oh, no, can't have that one. Nope. So I played with the little one. It was a Vision 18-8. And, you know, it was on a demo table. And it was stitch regulated. And it ran real smooth, real quiet. I was even able to do a little feathering. So you see where this is going. Stood there. I probably stayed at that booth for about 45 minutes listening to people talk, watching people play with it, and then talking to the dealer and how he gets them and do they deliver them, how are the classes, where does he have to go, is he a dealer for Georgia? So, bottom line is, I have not purchased it. However, I had put some paperwork in on it, and I will be calling him tomorrow to tell him, yes, I do want this machine. How does he want his payment? I thought about financing it, but then maybe not. Then I thought about going into my savings and getting the money out. And the only reason that I am doing this, because this is probably the closest I'm going to get. Well, it's my gamel. It's 18-inch quilt. It's not 18-inch quilting space. It's an 18-inch harp with an 8-inch height. So it will hold a nice-sized quilt. And you have your choice of a 10 or 12 foot. I am going to, with for no extra charge. So I am going to order this 18-8 Gammel Vision stitch regulated long arm quilting machine, 12 foot table. I will call him tomorrow and figure out how to do this, how he wants his payment. I don't know if I, like I said, I may finance it. I haven't decided that yet. But by tomorrow evening, I will be an official Gammel owner. It won't be here right away because he has to go to Missouri to get it. And he only goes when he has at least at a minimum of 3 machines to pick up because he drives. So that is my dream. My dream has come true. I will be a Gammel owner. I will have to go down to a little south of Jacksonville to do my class. Once the machine gets here, I'll have to go back to do my class. But it'll be a good thing because I can see my daughter. She's down there. She's going to meet me, and we're going to have like a little mother-daughter overnight weekend when I go do my class. It's in my driving distance for the military, so I don't have to do any special work to do that. But yes, you may say, you just bought that Grace Start Right frame. Well, yes, I did just buy it. I don't quite know what I'm going to do with it yet. I'm going to see if anyone at either of my guilds wants it. If not, I may put it on eBay, put it in the news. If any quilty people are out there that may be interested in my frame and my my brother PQ1500, once my gamel gets here, it will be up for sale. I haven't decided the price yet. But if you're interested, you can give me a call. This is not a selling podcast, but, you know, somebody may want one. It works for me. It's just I've always wanted a gamel, and I am at a point in my life that I can afford the one that I have. And I'm at an age in my life that I want to start living life and getting things that I want because I can't take it with me. So, yes, I am excited. I may not sound excited, but you ought to talk to my daughter. The whole trip home yesterday, I talked to her for an hour and a half, and I will say 90% of it was about my excitement of my gamel and where I'm going to put it. Now, where I'm going to put it. Can't put it in my current craft room because it won't hold a table. So what I am going to do is to move my bedroom into the what is now my craft room. I'm going to move my bedroom furniture in that room and move all of my sewing stuff into my bedroom because it is a large room. It's a large room. Large living space, and it also has like a little sitting area. So I can get it in here and get all of my sewing machines, my cutting table, my spinning wheel, my floor loom. It can all fit in this one room. So this will be my craft room. My daughter and my grandson is going to come up and help me switch everything around. Once I get it done, I'll take photos so you can see it. But yes, I am excited. So I am not going to talk about that anymore. Like I said, I did get some batiks while I was at the quilt show. I also bought a pineapple tool, which is a tool used to do scrappy pineapple blocks using just plain old 1.5, 2-inch strips, probably 1.5-inch strips. And I bought a fun and done ruler that is kind of a quilt as you go. Technique is called fun and done, in which the outside of the ruler cuts your backing square. The inside of your ruler cuts your batting square. And that's how you do your sewing. But I think there is a YouTube video on Fun and Done. If it is, I'll see if I can link it. If not, you'll just have to Google it because Google knows all. I bought an applique quilt kit by Pat Sloan. It's a fall quilt. It's like a little wall hanging. And, you know, her applique is kind of free. Should I say, not free in it as in cost, but kind of, you know, hippie-ish. No, not hip. I don't know what to say, but I like hers. Oh, her way of doing things. I'm trying to think of the right word to whimsical. That's it. Whimsical. That's what her patterns are. And it's, like I said, a fall and it has pumpkins. I probably won't get it done for pumpkin time this year, but next year, yes. And then I bought a laser cut silhouette of the U.S. Army emblem, of which I am going to do just for me so I can put it in my office. So We'll see how that goes. And if you did not know, Tanisha of Crafty Garden Mom has a quilt, a little mini wall hanging. It's not mini, but a small wall hanging in the quilt magazine, the Christmas magazine. Oh, God, what is the name of the magazine? I can't remember. But anyway, she's a published author in a magazine. I'll put it in the show notes, but I can't remember it now without, you know, pausing, going to look for it and coming back. But I'm not going to do that because I'm going to have to get to bed soon because I get up at 4 o'clock and it's already 9:10. But once you see my post and want to link up to the magazine or look for a copy of the magazine, I'll have it in my show notes. And I also tweeted about it. So if you follow me on Twitter, you already know what it is. So my last couple of things that I want to talk about, I'm into sci-fi series. My daughter has told me about a sci-fi series that I had never seen before, nor had I heard about it. And it is called Haven. So for the past week, I have watched episode season 1 and season 2 of Haven on YouTube. Season 3 started this past Friday. And Haven is based on a Stephen King's book, Colorado Kid. And if you like sci-fi series, then you might want to check out Haven. But before you start right into the new season, go to YouTube and start with season 1 because they build on each other. And if you start with season 3, you're going to miss some of the important things. But if you like sci-fi, I give Haven 2 thumbs up, a snap and a twist. So try it out. Try it out. Last of all, I want to say thank you to Emily and Karen 04. I noticed they put some iTunes reviews up for me. I do appreciate that. And I want to thank Colleen for letting me know that my last podcast, the one that was done in August, did not post. I got it corrected. I don't know what happened, but I want to say thank you to Colleen for getting that message out to me. And if I forgot you, I am truly sorry, because my podcasts are not as frequent as they were when I first started. It's kind of hard for me to remember who I've gave a shout out to and who I didn't. But for all of those who listen and for all of those who are new listeners, thank you. Thank you for giving me a shot. So with that said, if you would like to leave me a message, you can do so at thequiltingpot.podbean.com, thequiltingpot.com, or you can reach me at my blog. I knit the letter N, quilt the number 2 at blogspot.com. You can follow me on Ravelry, Twitter, and Pinterest. You can find me there as Knitty AJ. So, with that said, may all your seams be straight.